Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. It's summer, and that means fantasy football draft season is officially here. I'm Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. I help fantasy football players dominate with data that actually matters, strategy that works, and insights that give you an edge every single week. Last season, we helped hundreds of listeners win leagues by spotting breakout players and diamonds in the rough before the rest and building draft strategies that give you the upper hand in every round. My goal with every episode is simple: give you clear, actionable steps rooted in data and proven strategy, all with one goal in mind: winning your redraft and dynasty championships. Let's talk about the Patriots. Gerard Mayo is out, Mike Vrabel's in, Alex Van Pelt is out as OC, thank God, and Josh McDaniels is in. So we got some serious upgrades here, guys, you know, just from a coaching standpoint, offensive philosophy, play design, etc., right off the bat. We have new wide receivers, Stephon Diggs coming off the ACL, but non-contact, seemingly clean ACL tear, so should be ready for week one. Kyle Williams, a rookie I was high on, out of Washington State. I covered him at the Senior Bowl, met him, interviewed him there. Great kid, good separator, has a nice little, you know, release package. He could make an impact on in year one. So improvements at wide receiver. They also just drafted Trevion Henderson, a lot more juice in that backfield now. They're going into Drake May's second year. We're talking about a new and improved offense here, my friend. And before I get to those situations, I want to talk about Drake May. First of all, in an offense without high-level weapons, in an unproven offensive scheme, he averaged 18.7 fantasy points in his 9 healthy starts. That was on pace to be the overall QB9 in fantasy last year. He was 13th among all qualifying quarterbacks in accuracy and 11th in catchable ball rate. He was a rookie, okay? And here's the biggest kicker of it all. And here's why Drake May should be one of your top targets, if not your number one quarterback target in draft this season. He gave you 37 rushing yards per game last year without any design rushes built into this offense for him. This cannot be overstated. Alex Van Pelt gave this man a 3% design rush rate. How can you see what he was able to do in North Carolina with his legs, see what he was able to do with his legs on the field when he scrambled last year, and not give him more design rushes? 3%? He gave you 37 rushing yards per game regardless. And you know what? Only Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, and Jaden Daniels had more rushing yards per game than Drake May last year. And all of them were above an 18% design rush rate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
He had 3%. That's the delta that you should expect to see this year. Why should we expect it? Because Cam Newton was coached by Josh McDaniels in 2020. He gave him a whopping 26% design run rate that year, which was easily number one in the NFL among quarterbacks. More than Lamar, more than Josh Allen. He's going to unlock that part of his game, period. And then you look at the receiving corps. Stephon Diggs and Kyle Williams on the outside is what I'm projecting. Demario Douglas hopefully taking that slot role, which has been a big part of McDaniel's schemes over the years, targeting that slot receiver. And Drake May actually, you know, he was already locking into Douglas last year in his starts. 23% target share, 24% targets per route run. That's legit. There's nothing to scoff at there. Could be a high floor flex guy in PPR. Now, I do think Stephon Diggs is going to be the alpha target earner here. He's already participating in minicamp. I know it's tough to trust a 31-year-old wide receiver coming off a torn ACL, but because it's a clean ACL tear and he's already back with a couple of months before week one, I think I'm more than happy to draft him at his ridiculously low ADP of wide receiver 44 coming off the board. I mean, come on. Yes, he's had some offseason drama, but it doesn't look like that is going to affect his status with the team at this point. So I'm all in on Diggs at that price. 25% targets per route run last year competing with Nico Collins. Still talking about Diggs here. That ranked 21 of 91 qualifying wide receivers. 1.97 yards per route run. That ranked 32 of 91 wide receivers. 7th in first downs per route run among 91 wide receivers. 22nd in fantasy points per route run. Like, he was pretty good last year. Not in his prime, but McDaniels will find a way to use him and get the most out of him. And I would be very surprised if he's not the clear alpha wide receiver there, earning a 25% plus target share at some point this year. He's going way too low in drafts. 7th round is, you know, kind of ridiculous. I do think Kyle Williams is an intriguing rookie. I'll be taking my shots on him as the wide receiver 58 off the board. He's someone who is a good route runner, like I said, good release package, can separate against man coverage. He could play the X receiver role on this offense if asked to. We'll see if he beats out guys like Kendrick Bourne, but if he does, he can make a fantasy impact as soon as year one, and he could be the wide receiver too in terms of target share on this team. I'm not counting him out. Apparently, he's already making some noise in OTAs and minicamp. One other thing, just wanted to quickly mention Hunter Henry. If you remember back when Henry joined the Patriots in 2021, Josh McDaniels was still the Patriots' offensive coordinator. Henry finished as a low-end tight end one. He was a tight end 11 on the year in fantasy points per game. He had 9 touchdowns that year. That was a career high. 674 receiving yards last year. That was a career high with Drake May. 66 catches last year with Drake May, career high. McDaniels has had some history with tight ends producing. So Henry isn't the worst choice in the world if you're like punting at the tight end position or you want to grab a backup tight end, you know, just to get a value grab late in drafts. Because remember, if you have a second tight end that's performing, you have instant trade ammo because there's going to be another team or two in your league that failed at the tight end position during their draft. Just remember that. Now let's talk about this backfield. There's a lot of hype around Trevion Henderson. He's definitely a good running back. He's not someone who I'm gushing over personally. Like, I think he's really good, but I personally am not someone who is going to say that he's so much better than Ramondre Stevenson. I do think he's going to be better because he got that burst. He got that juice. I just don't know that he's so much better than Ramondre that he just easily takes over this backfield. Now, I think if Stevenson continues to have a fumbling problem, that could be a big issue and easily can force this backfield to be turned over to Henderson because he does not fumble. But the way I'm looking at this backfield this year, it's a 1-2 punch for me. And I view Stevenson as being a big part of it, and I would not count him out to be the one in the 1-2. You look at Henderson's career in college, he was very good after contact, really good burst, but he's not as elusive as you think. And, you know, with all the Jahmyr Gibbs comps that I've seen thrown out there, like, it's just not what I see at all. You know, Gibbs is so damn elusive, but Henderson, he was in the 63rd percentile among running backs since 2014 in missed tackles forced per attempt. He's in the 56th percentile in missed tackles forced per reception. If we look at just last year, when he was a lot better after his previous injuries, still middle of the pack when we compare among running backs over the last 10 years. So my point is not that Henderson, you know, stinks. It's just like, let's pump the brakes on the hype just a little bit, okay? He's also not Gibbs in the receiving game either, right? Like, he's a capable receiver. But again, when people start talking about like Deion Lewis and James White, like, you know, that guy who can give you like 60 to 80 receptions, like, I don't know. Like, is that who Henderson is? Like, yes, he's a good pass blocker. He doesn't fumble, but that doesn't make him an 80 catch a season running back. Like, I do think they drafted him to provide that juice that Ramondre doesn't have, the lightning to the thunder. I think this can be one of the best 1-2s in the NFL, potentially. But, you know, we'll see. We obviously have a lot of training camp yet to come in July, so this will be a backfield that I continue to monitor. You know, Ramondre was still in the green last year in terms of rushing yards over expectation. He wasn't getting any help from his offensive line in terms of yards before contact. So, you know, we'll get a clearer picture then. This is still a question mark for me in terms of what this split looks like. I wouldn't be surprised if Henderson takes over this backfield given his playmaking ability, but Stevenson is a good enough back who they paid to remain part of a committee. As of today, I'm drafting neither. Henderson, as the RB21 off the board, is a little too high for me. Ramondre doesn't offer enough upside, even as the RB40 off the board with Henderson in the fold, and with the potential of gaining more work as the year goes on, right, for Henderson. So for now, I'd rather look elsewhere. Now, I will say there could be some value for whoever the primary early down and goal line back is. Why? Because believe it or not, the Patriots are favored in 11 games this year. So if you're depending on Henderson to rack up a bunch of checkdowns in negative game script situations for whatever reason, I'm not sure this is the ideal news for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.